The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench on a pain-free Friday, gigging with you. Toll free to call in. That means you don't have to pay there, bong lips. 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. We're waxing it up. So I see Krzyzewski talking about the Capitol breach, one of the darkest times in our country's history. That's for sure. And he was talking about it. A lot of athletes and coaches were talking about it. It truly was amazing. And as the days go by, more and more comes out about it that's disturbing. Like, I was watching tonight about it. The story as it's evolving is that they were planning this for weeks. They were planning to do this for weeks. They had it all figured out. They had everything going. Guns, Molotov cocktails. They were beating people with pipes. They were beating cops with pipes. There's five dead already, right? So, like, and counting. People are getting, you know, the cop that died got his head smashed in by a pipe. I mean, are you kidding me? The chick from the, she was in the army, whatever. She got her, basically got her head blown off. And good old Adolf had them all do it all. The president, the most powerful man in the world, he was the ringleader. He sent them in. He encouraged them. He walked them right down the street to the Capitol to do it. And his moron son, having a press conference, "We're coming to get you," he yelled. "We're coming for you." Meanwhile, his fat girlfriend's dancing behind the set. They showed that too. The girlfriend's laughing and enjoying every bit of it as they're encouraging people to kill, maim, terrorism, violence, attacking the Capitol. And what they said about, you know, the athletes that have spoken out, without a doubt, even Popovich, without a doubt, dead right, dead on, 100%, no questions asked. If it were blacks, there'd be 200 dead. They would have brought in the army. They would have brought in the National Guard. They would have brought in the popo, local, D.C. police, state police. They would have shot them. They would have been stepping on necks. But they let these hillbillies and thugs and losers and idiots and morons and hacks and tools and drips and toothless. I mean, just, oh my God, the scene of these people. They're not even people, they're animals. You're all animals. How about these women that showed up for it? Boy, you're really classy, honey. Oh, you're so sexy. What a woman. Any woman that went to that to take place in that violence, you're a loser. You shouldn't be allowed to have children. I hope they all go to federal prison for 20 years. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates on Mightier 1090 in San Diego and Southern California, all the way up to L.A., everybody listening tonight. Sports Map, Byline, of course, Sirius XM, Channel 204, the Sports Grid Radio Network, off and running like a rocket ship. Now, look, it's that simple. Like, so you remember the guy that was from Arkansas that was sitting in Pelosi's office with his feet up on the desk, stole mail from Pelosi, and then went on camera and bragged about it, that he stole her mail. He got arrested today. You're going to federal prison for 20 years, you stupid ass hillbilly. You hick. You backward ass tool. You're going to federal prison, smart ass. Enjoy yourself, tough guy. Where's your shotgun now, you stupid ass? Every one of them. How about that stupid idiot with the horns on his head, looking like an animal, like some kind of, like right out of a scene. What are you, Bigfoot? I mean, you stupid people, honestly. Christ almighty, attacking those people, attacking, terroristic attack on the Capitol, smashing windows, smashing and breaking offices, stealing things, kicking in, breaking windows, swinging, you know, everything. They had it all going, throwing, you know, weapons, throwing pipes, swinging pipes, smashing people into windows, smashing people into doors, kicking and breaking things. And people sit there and say, oh, what's this guy going off on the radio for? I'll tell you why I'm going off on the radio, because you're all stupid asses, backward ass idiots. And I'll tell you what else. Every athlete in the world that said that about you is right. There's not one thing you did good at all. Zero. You stand for nothing. You're scum. The scum of the earth. You're the scum of the earth. Every one of you people that went to that, you're the scum of the earth. In fact, I don't care what happens to you. I hope you all get caught and go to federal prison and learn the hard way what it's like to get something in the back door like you went into the Capitol. I hope you all get it, and you lose your families too, and you're all broken up and never see your children again. You idiots.
Believe it or not, you can listen too much to us.
I mean, it's possible.
Get to know your family again. Did you know your wife cries herself to sleep every night?
That's what she told us.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I don't like this guy on the radio. He's mean. He calls people names. Oh, I can't believe you'd have a guy like this on your radio station.
I'm going to smack you in the face. Like, you lose. Well, you can't stop me. You can't slow me down. I've been on longer on national radio than you've been alive. Your mommy's mommy used to listen to me. You crybaby. Jesus, I was on Mighty 690, I was on every station in LA, I was on KLSX, I was on Extra Sports 1150, I'm on 1090, I've been on Howard Stern channels for years since the launch on Sirius, I'm back on Sirius now, I'm on hundreds of stations, I've been nationally syndicated for 30 years.
I don't like the rap, I don't like his voice, I don't,
and my elbow right in your eye, and your aura. Orbital, you wuss. Keep crying. Well, call the station. Call your mother. Call your lawyer. What are you going to do?
I need my pacifier. I need my binky.
Oh, God, I love listening to you whiners and hacks. Go ahead. I'll dunk it in your face and leave with all your cheerleaders. Speaking of games, Utah stayed up 71-40 at the Pit in Albuquerque. My God, Mafia, they played them twice this week and just absolutely left them with their underwear around their ankles. 3 minutes left in that one. It's a blowout. They should blow the whistle now and cancel it. Fresno State 79-64 on San Jose State. Dayton, I saw that thing at about, they ended up tying it, Davidson. Now they're down three in overtime with a minute left, 81-78. Bakersfield's up on Poly, 40-25, 14 minutes left. Milwaukee beat IUPUI. Quinnipiac in double overtime over Manhattan. Long Island over St. Francis of PA, 71-58. Sacred Heart beat Merrimack by six. I'm just looking at all these games. Rider over Niagara by six. Green Bay by three in overtime over Oakland. Liberty beat Kennesaw. Ferrellisaw State by six. They were laying 21. Coastal Carolina by 13 over South Alabama. Appalachian State over Georgia Southern by three. I knew that was going to be an awesome game. Remember, I had Georgia Southern Mafia and 4.5. So they covered. Toledo blew out Ohio, 95-78. Purdue wins at Michigan State with a huge second half, 55-54. Youngstown State by a bucket over Wright State. Purdue, Fort Wayne, 96-89 over UIC in overtime. Cleveland State beat Northern Kentucky by 14. Lipscomb by 5 over Bellarmine. Louisiana upset Little Rock by 2 at Louisiana. The Cajuns get it done. I bet on them tonight, getting 3.5 with a double cover. FIU over Middle Tennessee by 13. FAU loses at Old Dominion but covers. I hit both ends of that. I had FAU in 8.5. They lose 71-67. And North Texas by 7 over Texas San Antonio. Hawaii beat Riverside by 5. I had Hawaii outright and getting 7 and a hook. Hit that. Told you that today on Coast to Coast. Stephen F. Austin a winner tonight over Midwest, 87-71. UAB by 12 over Southern Miss. And then Boise over Air Force. Boy, I was right about Air Force today, Mafia. Remember I told you I'll take the 18.5 because Boise beat them by 19 the other night. The number was 18 and a hook. Beat them by 19. Played them again. The number was 18.5 again. I took the 18.5 and I flipped it because remember I was going to take Boise and I reached back out to you and I said, give me Air Force. And I took the 18.5 and they lose by 11. Double cover. Western Kentucky by a bucket over Louisiana Tech. I hit that game as well, getting Louisiana Tech and the points. And Western Kentucky to win. I had Louisiana Tech plus 6. Double cover there. Grand Canyon over Tarleton. How about this? I had Tarleton in 9.5 and Grand Canyon to win. Grand Canyon wins by 3. What don't I hit? Long Beach State by a bucket over Fullerton. South Dakota State wins by 6 over Western Illinois. Utah State ended up winning that game, 82-46 over New Mexico. Fresno won it, 79-64. And UTEP all over Rice, 101-89. And in that game, I know I had the game going. Rice getting 7.5. They didn't cover. There you go. That's all the college basketball from tonight. All right, so tomorrow, Bills and Colts, the first game of the wild card weekend. Going to be fantastic in the B-low. Bills laying 6.5. I want to hear from both sides on this one, Moff. McDermott, the head coach of the Bills. The fact is they're going to have some fans at this game, but he doesn't think it's going to affect the game in the slightest. Let's listen to the head coach of the Bills.
I think that's great that we're able to have fans in the stands, and I appreciate all the hard work that went into that. You know, at the end of the day, what's important is that our quality of play is where it needs to be to win a game. The game and the plays that are necessary to win a game will be made on the field. And, you know, we're thankful certainly that our fans, 6,700 of them, will be able to at least watch some of the game there.
Listen, here's the deal. They haven't won a game since the Music City Miracle in Smashville with that illegal forward pass touchdown they ran on that kickoff, which was the worst missed call in NFL history. Anyone that watches that, you watch it over and over. Every time you watch it, you'll see it. The ball goes further forward. Every time I've seen it, it's another yard ahead. That was no more a backward lateral than to save your ass. That was an illegal play. That's all there is to it. The greatest play in NFL history should have never counted. That's all there is to it. But how about this? It did count because the refs suck. And then the Bills never recovered from it in their history. I mean, that's just all there is to it. They never won a playoff game since then. Do you realize that? 1995. What is it, 2021? You do the math. You'll be here all day. They are so jinxed. Do you remember they were up big in that game against the Texans last year and they still lost that game? I can't even believe I hit the Texans to win that game and lay in 2.5. The way they were getting their ass beat by the Bills in that game, that they lost that game is unthinkable. So here they go again. Huge favorites. I mean, they are 13-3. They go in. Everybody thinks the Bills are going to play the Chiefs in the AFC title game. It's a given, right? Be careful what you wish for. They never get it done. I think the Bills are great. I think Josh Allen is great. I think McDermott's great. I think they've had a great season. But they always find a way to screw it up. Phillip Rivers, over 4,100 yards, 24 touchdowns, only 11 picks. You can say whatever you want. Old man River, whatever. All I know is the Colts are tough. Same thing. Great coach, Frank Reich. Great quarterback. You can say he's not, but he is. All he does is make plays. That's it. They got a running game with Taylor, and they got a defense with Leonard and company that means business. Getting 6 and a hook. Let's listen to Phillip Rivers heading in. No special secret to winning in the postseason.
Yeah, we got to make some plays. You have to be able to fit a throw in there every now and then and make a big conversion and get a chunk play and do all those things. We can't go out there and say, well, we're just going to hand it off and be very careful and we'll win, because we're playing too good of a team that you can't not play free and play, use the playmakers we have. But it's going to come down to fundamentals, technique, and the situational football and taking care of the football. And the games where the teams I've been on that we have done that, then it's usually worked out pretty good. And when we have it, well, you end up falling short.
I think the guy's done a great job in Indy after all the years in Lipstick City, San Diego, whatever you want to call it. I just know they mean business. You don't want to play that team. As far as I'm concerned, the Colts are for real. I mean, I couldn't even believe the Steelers came back on him in the second half and lit them up like that, the way the Steelers had played crappy down the stretch and lost all those games after going 11-0. I thought the Colts had him by the throat. I hit that game. I hit the Steelers to win that game outright and lay in two. But I think the Colts are going to give the Bills a game. All right, Pharrell on the bench, toll-free 844-843-6879 to get on. You got Seattle and the Rams on Saturday as well, and the Bucks, Washington. Those are the Saturday games besides the Bills-Colts, which we already talked about. Sunday, Titans, Ravens going to be sick. Saints-Bears, I think it's going to get ugly. And Steelers, the last game of the night at home against the Browns, no Stefanski. In the middle, sandwiched in the middle, is that game in New Orleans with Breeze and company taking on the Bears. Joey Blunts is calling from L.A. on a bench tonight, waxing up. How you doing, Blunts?
Shaky, dude.
Oh, shake it.
Yellow,
is your mother there, please?
Hey, brother, real quick. Kamara says he's ready to go for this weekend. Is he going to go, and will the NFL let him go?
Yeah, he's going to go. Thomas is going to go. The Saints are good to go, and they're going to kick the Bears' ass, and you know it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I like to hear. Yeah, man, if they can play the way they've been playing, I don't see them not covering that spread.
So I know that originally it was double digits. It went down to whatever, 9.5. I still like them. I think they win by at least 2 touchdowns. We have Sean Payton here talking about they don't do anything differently just because it's the playoffs. And I'm not sure I believe a word of that, because – I know they turn it up. I know everything gets ratcheted up. Every guy's, attitude, their mindset, their physicality, their speed, their intensity, their want. Everything goes up, I think, without a doubt, in the postseason. To listen to this guy act like it's just another game, let's listen to him. I think it's BS. Here you go.
I was asked this yesterday by their media. Is it different because it might be the last seat? I don't think so. I mean, I just think we all these games down the stretch, you kind of felt like you were playing in these type of games to secure your seeding and improve your seeding. And now you get into the first round. There's that sense of urgency because there isn't a best of five or a best of seven. You can't, you know, have a bad day and bounce back and take, you know, another one at home and get one on the road. It doesn't work like that. So, you know, it's handling the week the right way. His preparation is the same as it always is, very thorough and detailed. So to answer your question, I think it's very similar than as it was back in 06, 09, 10, 11, 13, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Look, he's obviously talking about Breeze and is this the end? And, you know, look, he missed a big chunk of the season with the ribs. You saw that, Blunts. I mean, I still think, obviously, you're going to see on Sunday that Breeze can still play. It's like telling me that Brady can't play, that Rivers can't play. Meanwhile, all these old crusty Louis are playing in the postseason. All these teams have all these old guys starting at quarterback, and you can say whatever you want. The bottom line is they're all still good. You can't argue that Rivers, 4,100 yards, 24 TDs, 11 picks, you can say whatever you want. I'll take that. I will sign up for those kind of numbers every way and every which way and every 6 day still sundry that you can line up. I'll take that every day. What Brady has done in Tampa is ridiculous. 40 TDs, and, you know, let's face facts. People start saying Rodgers is old, 46 TDs. People say Breeze is finished. He's still doing it. What do they got, 12 wins, whatever. To argue about these guys just because they're old, that they aren't good, is laughable to me. Blunts, do you still think Breeze has it?
Oh, easily. You saw what he did last week coming back. He had missed, what, almost five games, and he was throwing the rock like it was nobody's business. A little rusty in the first half, but when he settled down and got into the zone, I mean, there's nobody better than him.
Yeah, Blunts, I can't believe that you, because I knew you in Miami, and now you've been out in L.A. so long. I mean, you moved out there. Next thing you know, you started having babies. I've seen it all. You have kids now. Back in the day, you were like a freak going to Dolphins games with me, Canes, Knowles. Now you're out in Lipstick City. Can you even believe that you're an L.A. boy now after all these years?
No, and hopefully it won't be for much longer.
Why, what's the matter? Can't you handle it, girly man?
I can handle it. I need to get back to Dope Campbell Stadium, brother.
Nothing going on there.
Shout out to John Boy.
I mean, to tell you, there's no reason to move back to watch that football team. They're no good. I mean, it's just as bad. No, I don't know if you heard me today on the TV side, but that kid Perry's transferring from Miami, and I was like, good riddance, you hack. What a wuss that guy was, throwing over receivers' heads for the last 3 years. That guy was terrible. Transferring where? Nobody wants you.
He's going to go to, like,
he's awful.
Monroe or something.
Louisiana Monroe doesn't even want him. He's so awful. But I thought the kid King did a lot better for Miami, but he blew out his knee. He's going to go back there. A lot of those guys are going back to try to go, you know, make a run. I didn't think Miami was that bad, certainly.
They weren't, but I'll tell you what. That North Carolina game was, wow, that was rough to watch, even as somebody that doesn't like Miami. That was a rough game to watch.
I mean, it was really bad. Like, they bent over in that one and got lubed. That was. I mean, they brought out the KY on that game. That was bad. It was really bad. Like, I couldn't even watch it. Like, it gets to the point where when they're getting their ass beat that bad. Like, last year when I watched Louisiana Tech beat them, I wanted to kill myself. And then this year, that North Carolina game was the same thing. That was truly embarrassing. Then I watched North Carolina last week, you know, play A&M and get just banked, like, and called Chuck. I mean, they pulled down their pants and just spanked him with a fraternity paddle. So, you know, one day you got it, you're kicking Miami's ass and think you're a badass, and the next day you're getting your ass just drilled. A&M looked really good to me. They left them out of that playoff. I guess at the end of the day, in my view, the two best teams that you know, were left behind that maybe should have been there were A&M and Oklahoma, because Notre Dame played like nuns against Alabama. They looked like the little sisters of the poor.
That was such a waste putting them
in. I mean, honestly.
I mean, that was, what a joke.
I think there should be, like, some kind of rule now moving forward. Like, you know how Bill Maher has new rules? I think they should have new rules. Notre Dame should not be allowed to play in the playoff because they're so candy ass. They're like, you know what they are? They're like a fat stripper. I don't want to watch you strip. Thanks. We've seen enough of you, fatso. I can't take Notre Dame's failures in the playoffs. I heard Brian Kelly saying, you know, one of these years we're going to come back here because we're going to be here every year. We're going to be here every year. And one of these years we're going to win, and I'm going to take it out on all of you. Well, no, you're not, Brian. No one's afraid of you, chubby. Okay, go mow your front yard on a lawnmower, a riding mower. No one's afraid of Brian Kelly to begin with. Notre Dame goes every year, and it's a flop. I'll tell you another thing that was embarrassing. Watching that whatever it was, 30 for 30, whatever it was. I watched this story with that Don Van Atta from ESPN, and, you know, the story, Jeremy Schapp, about that Manti Te'o and his catfishing fake girlfriend, that was embarrassing. Like, I remember when that happened in 2012. I was on Howard 101 on Sirius, working for the Howard Stern channels when that happened, and we made fun of it then. But to see it again all these years later, like, you know, 9 years later, I'm watching this story again. That was the most embarrassing thing ever for Notre Dame, that school with their pristine reputation and their Catholic BS and all their, they got connections with Jesus and God, and it's a holy divine intervention that Notre Dame's always good in football because God likes Notre Dame. That is such BS. Oh my God. To see that kid with that fake dead girlfriend, to watch that story the other night, I was laughing so hard that dude got schooled. Oh, that was great. Now they're going to make a Netflix special about it. No thanks, Manti. No one cares about you with your fake dead girlfriends, bro. Thanks a lot. Stay where you are. No one wants to watch it again, you loser. Joey Blunts, have a great weekend, brother. I love you.
I love you, pal. Look.
There he is. Joseph Blunts, Esquire III, Rippage, GOP, Strong Island, player. Did you hear that, Mafia? Guy lives out in L.A. now, hates it. Think he wants to go back down to Tallahassee. Meanwhile, he didn't live in Tallahassee. He lived in Boca. Boca Chica, son. This ain't no joke. He's a South Florida boy. Can't handle it out in la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la Lipstick City. Speaking of can't handle it, Mafia, I was looking at this game. It's unbelievable. The Lakers are only up one on the Bulls. Da Bulls. Top Bears, top Bulls, only up one on the Bulls with 5.5 left in the third. That's amazing to me that the Bulls have been on this West Coast swing. Billy Donovan's got them covering against everybody. Zach LaVine with a 27 spot tonight. Coby White with 14. LaVine just getting involved. 11 of 14 from the floor and three threes. And then for the Lakers, LeBron with 20. 9 of 12 from the floor, clean. 4 boards, 4 dimes. Nobody else is really doing anything. Schroeder's got 10. It's Pharrell on the bench. Call the show. Get waxed up.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. Bon appetit. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network. We'll be right back.
All right, so I'm watching the Clippers and Warriors, who seldom come out to play. 76-61 Clippers. I was just watching, and I've always said this, and people don't want to hear it, but I don't really care. I'm watching, you know, this Beverly try to guard Curry. It's so ridiculous. Beverly's so awful. He's such an just awful player. 2 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 3 from downtown. He's got 6. He's a hack. He talks smack the whole game, never shuts up. He thinks he gets inside people's heads. He's just a painful, terrible player. I don't care what anybody says. He sucks. If I'm Curry, I'm licking my chops. That guy's guarding me. He's got 17, no problem. Meanwhile, Beverly's tackling him, grabbing him, clutching him, bumping into him, bashing into him. He can't guard him. You know, everybody tells me how Beverly's this great defender. Yeah. With all those no rings he's got. Yeah. With all that, like, zero hardware that he's got, he's such a great player. Whatever. Yeah, the Clippers are winning, though. George has 20. Kawhi's got 14. He just hit a 3. Ibaka's got 16. Nobody else is doing anything. Curry's got 20 now for the Warriors. Wiggins, 10. That's about it. It's like Green's just become a shell of himself. He's got 2 points. Draymond, big mouth Green. Never stops talking. Meanwhile, he doesn't do anything anymore. I saw him make a layup in the game tonight. Played the entire game. He's at 20 minutes right now with his big 2 points. Now, I won't deny he can defend. He looks to be, like, getting to be, like, that fat old man, too. He's got, like, that, you know, grown man, old fat guy look now with his big ass. He looks like me playing. But I don't score 2, son. I'd already have 25 in this game. You know I fill it up. I go to the 10 and put it in. Finger roll. Kiss. Inside, outside, son. I'll hit it from anywhere. Downtown, 3, NBA range. Kawhi would have moved. It's weird watching Kawhi with that face mask on, Darth Vader style. You know, and then the guy that hasn't been getting it done for me since they got him, Kelly Oubre, he was so much better in Phoenix. He's not doing it with the Warriors. He plays a lot. You know, he's out there 20 minutes plus, and he just never does anything. The Warriors suck. It's so unbelievable without, you know, Clay, what they actually are. Without Clay, with Clay, they're dangerous, they're lethal, they're winning titles. Without him, they're nothing. I mean, honestly, they're nothing. And then Lakers 86-84 on the Bulls right now. The Raptors finally getting involved. They're up 106-97 on the Kings at the Golden 1. So that's only taken the entire season so far for them to have a good night. They've been atrocious since the jump. Just for the sake of saying it, tomorrow, the lineup for the NBA, Heat, Wizards, and D.C. I told you, Adebayo said, I'm not leaving my hotel room. I'm scared to death to be in our nation's capital with all the terrorists walking around the streets with their Molotov cocktails ready to kill everyone because their boy Adolf lost the election and got his ass beat. Nuggets and Sixers in Philadelphia, Hawks, Hornets in Charlotte, Suns are in Indy. That's the game of the night. Pacers laying 3. Cavs, Bucks, and Milwaukee. I cannot believe Milwaukee tonight. The Jazz kicked their ass. Spurs and T-Wolves. Minnesota's been so weak. I mean, they're a pushover now. Magic, Mavs, a solid one in Dallas tomorrow night. I love watching Luka, and so do you. Blazers, Kings should be decent in Sacramento as well. All right, so going back to tomorrow's other 2 games, we've talked about the Bills and Colts, the Seahawks and Rams in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle. By the way, I think Seattle will get an NBA team, 2.5 billion. I think Vegas will get an expansion team, 2.5 billion in Sin City. Everybody knows Vegas is the sports mecca now. Everybody wants to play in Vegas. All the leagues want to be in Vegas. The NFL is there now. You never thought you'd see the day. The NHL was the first to jump in with the Knights. Now the Raiders. You know the NBA is going to follow. And in Major League Baseball, I think within 5 to 7 years, you'll see a ballpark built, an indoor roof stadium, air-conditioned Shangri-La in Vegas, and they'll be playing Major League Baseball there as sure as I'm sitting here. But bottom line is, tomorrow in Seattle, Seahawks, Russell Wilson and company taking on the Rams, and it should be interesting, obviously. It's all about Goff's thumb, bottom line. And we already know the Rams have a great defense that have messed with Wilson twice this year. So here's Goff. He says he'll play if they'll have him, if they'll let him, and I'm all about it. Like, I don't care. He's got to play in that game. They end up going with that backup that everybody was bragging about last week. They're going to lose as sure as I'm sitting here. The Rams need Goff out there and that defense to do their job. Otherwise, this one's going to be easy for Seattle. Here's Goff, the Rams quarterback.
Are you planning to start on Saturday, Jared?
You know, I'm just continuing to feel good and get better and continue to heal this thumb and make sure it's ready to go.
I understand, like, Sean has to make that decision, but from you personally, I mean, are you in the mindset that you're going to start on Saturday?
I'm in the mindset that if I have to play at any point, I'm ready to play and continue to progress well.
We'll see if he can handle the pain. He had thumb surgery a couple weeks ago, and now we'll see if he's, you know, able to get it done. I mean, you got to have some concern about him gripping the ball. Pete Carroll says the offense going to get back to being explosive with Russell and company. You got Metcalf, Lockett. They're going to try to go vertical. Have fun, though. You're not going to throw to Ramsey's side because he's a badass. And Russell might be running out of that pocket for his life trying to get first downs on his feet because the Rams' pass rush means business. Here's Pete Carroll.
We're really excited about our guys. We have a really healthy group. We're going to have a whole group up front playing for the, I think we said, sixth or seventh time this year. We've done a lot of damage when those guys are on the field together. So hopefully that'll add to everything that we're doing in this game. So, but pretty excited about that. I think Brian has done a wonderful job of coordinating, adjusting, using the people. We got a couple thousand-yard rusher receivers. I mean, that's amazing stuff, you know. So I'm happy with where we are.
It's going to be interesting to see how Jamal Adams does, shoulder, hand injuries, etc. But he never gets to play in big games, so here's his chance. So he's not going to miss that game. And I think it'll also be telling if Seattle can play defense. You know, all year long, at the beginning of the first half of the season, people were saying, you know, Seattle has no defense. That's their problem. They're good to go with their running game, with Russell Wilson, their passing game, their offense, their coaching staff, everything's good except their defense. Then all of a sudden, in the second half, their defense came to life and rose from the dead. Like Jesus. And then now they're playing physical smash-mouth defense all of a sudden. Are you buying that? Are you selling that? Do you actually believe that the Seahawks have a good defense and that they're, you know, Super Bowl quality? Are they good enough to get to the NFC Championship game? Are they good enough to win, let's say, in Lambeau? Or is it someone else? Is it the Bucks? Is it the Saints? You know what I mean? We already know the Packers are so dangerous and Aaron Rodgers. We'll find out what they're made of. And, yeah, we already know the Rams have a defense. They've proven it. Aaron Donald and company. Ramsey, are you kidding me? They mean business. So let's see if Seattle can play defense. We know they can play offense. I think that game's going to be way better than anybody thinks it's going to be. I got that number at 4.5 with the Rams, and then it went down to 3. I don't like it at all at 3. 4.5, I'll take that extra 1.5. And whatever it takes. So the other game is the Bucks and Washington. So Tampa against Washington football team. WFT. I really don't like them. I think that East Division was a joke all year. I don't deny they earned it. I don't deny that somebody had to win it. And I thought they played, at the end of the day, the best football to get there. I think Alex Smith's a winner. I like his game. Although I don't like his feet. I don't like his legs in the pocket. He can't move around. I really don't feel he has any kind of ability to scramble or get out of a jam. When they collapse that pocket on him, he's in big trouble. He goes down. And he was going down even against Philly. And Philly's a joke. Dallas is even worse. I thought the Giants and Washington were the two best teams in that division this year. I thought Joe Judge did a good job with the Giants this year. But, you know, they needed Philly to win Sunday night. Then the Giants would have won. The Giants would have been playing in this game. And either way, and they would have hosted it too. And Tampa still would have beat the Giants' ass. So I still think they're going to beat Washington's ass. Here's the head coach, Bruce Arians, saying Brady is a perfectionist, especially in the playoffs.
It's just an even more attention to detail. Some things he might have let go and talked on the side, he addresses immediately. Same with me. I don't accept anything this week at all. And if it's a little bit off, if it's 2 yards off your reception area, you better get your ass in the right spot.
He's going to light up Washington now. Ryan Kerrigan doesn't think so. They think that they defied the odds all season long in D.C.
Lots been made of the NFC East and, it's 7-7 winners not going to be 500. They're 7-9 and people are, a lot of people counting us out saying we don't even really belong in the playoffs. And so, but we're here. The fact of the matter is we are here and we got a playoff game this weekend. And so why can't we go win this playoff game? Why can't we go win another one after that? Like you gotta have that approach. You gotta have that mindset, not let, the doubters and people that, might say we don't belong, influence us in any way.
Yeah, except that they are going to influence you because the Bucs are going to step on your throat tomorrow, and that's just all there is to it. Now, on Sunday, I'm not buying Washington at all. They're really not that good. Let's calm down. And then on Sunday, it's going to get really good with the Titans and Ravens. I mean, it is just going to get good. I want to see Henry do his thing in a postseason like he did last year, like he did all this year, another 2,000-yard season. That's going to be crazy. Let's listen to Derrick Henry. He could care less that he's a marked man.
I mean, play how I play each and every week, do whatever I can to help the team. And I think I answer these questions the same. I mean, it's really nothing much to do with football. I mean, we got success. I mean, that comes with it. But just do whatever I can to help the team when I get opportunities and other ways as well.
And what about Lamar Jackson? They have to simplify things in the playoffs. No, he actually has to, throw some passes that people can catch. Here's Jackson.
Just focus. Focus on the task at hand. You get in there, just take your time because things going to happen, the way it should. Don't try to make things happen, right away. Just take your time. And I feel like that's what I did a little bit, sometimes throughout the game, just trying to do too much. Instead of just taking my time like I'm doing, driving the ball down the field, and we'd be having a lot of success. That's about it.
So when we come back, we'll wrap it up, but we'll hear from Baker Mayfield and Minka Fitzpatrick as Sunday night at the Ketchup Bottle in the Steel City. Pittsburgh and Cleveland should be a good one, even without Stefanski. We'll hear from the Browns quarterback and the Steelers stud in their secondary on the bench. All right, so 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. And going into that Steeler game, the Browns have no coach. We talked about it today on Coast to Coast, how like half their lineup is gone because of COVID. Like all their best players, literally their front, their secondary, they're a shambles, Moff. I mean, it is crazy the amount of problems they got coaching, not just Stefanski. They got other coaches as well that got it. Like the whole team has COVID. And, there's a lot of people crying they should cancel the game. There's a lot of people saying Stefanski should be able to coach from home, to run the team from home. And that's all nonsense. Because you remember when Pittsburgh had their problems and they made them play all those games in a row? Remember when the Steelers had their problems and they had to reschedule everything and do whatever the NFL said and they pushed them around? It was okay to push Pittsburgh around and screw with them and make them play those three brutal games in a row in short order in a few days. But now all of a sudden we're going to give the Browns special treatment. It's not happening. None of that's happening. They're not doing any of that. They're screwed. They got their own problems. They're going to have to live with it. Their facility was closed, then they finally reopened it. A Cry Me a River. Here you go. Baker Mayfield going in to the Steeler game.
Just adapt and play. I mean, it's win or go home. So it's whoever we have out there, we're counting on them. And we believe in those people that are out there. So, we're still having to adjust and adapt. But just like last week, it's hitting the curveball and adjusting each day.
All right, so we don't have time to hear from Minka Fitzpatrick, but he says he knows the Browns like the back of his hand. And then I thought it was funny today on the show when we played the Juju Schuster comments. He's like, they're the Browns. They're not special. They're the same team we've always played. Remember, the Browns beat the Steelers last week with all their backups in, none of the starters, and they barely beat them. Enjoy the wild card weekend. Have a kick-ass time watching all the NFL games. Go to ForAllOnTheBench.com for all my snags. I'll see you Monday on Coast to Coast at 4 East. Check it out.